This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to the CIO House View Daily, bringing you the latest market developments and investment insights. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Wednesday, the 26th of August, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Global equities generally moved higher today. At the latest US close, the S&P 500 gained 30 bips, while the Nasdaq rose 0.6%. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 and Switzerland's SMI advanced 10 and 30 basis points respectively. In Asia, the Nikkei 225 gained 0.6%. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.167 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.8 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield stands at 4.65%, up 2 basis points. Brent crude is down 2.2% at $87 a barrel, while gold is 10 bips lower at $4,638 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now, let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments. Against that market backdrop, today's main focus is on the technology sector. Tech stocks have come under pressure over the past week as higher, long-dated treasury yields weighed on sentiment. Ongoing concerns over the sustainability of AI capital expenditure and the circularity of certain AI financing deals have also kept investors on edge. The Nasdaq has fallen 1.9% over the past 10 days, while the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index has declined 8.2%. Nvidia's earnings due later today could create further volatility. Investors will be looking for a robust earnings beat and forward guidance that signals sustained demand for AI chips. Without taking a view on any individual company, we retain our conviction in the broader AI growth story and believe it remains a key driver of our positive market outlook. AI demand continues to see robust growth. Consumption of tokens, the basic units of AI computing, remains one of the most reliable ways to gauge demand. The latest OpenRouter data indicate 24% week-over-week growth in token volume, while token consumption has risen more than 30-fold over the past year. Alongside that, although token pricing has declined this year, recent signs of stabilization suggest demand growth is more than offsetting ongoing efficiency gains. As the use of AI agents expands across industries, we believe robust demand should continue to support rising AI capital expenditure. We project total AI capex to reach $1.2 trillion in 2027, up 33% from our estimate of $900 billion this year. Monetization has also accelerated. Higher capital expenditure alone is no longer sufficient to sustain the AI trade, but the evidence on monetization is encouraging. Major hyperscalers reported average cloud revenue growth of 48% year over year in the second quarter. That was well above consensus expectations and represented a further acceleration from previous quarters. We expect cloud revenue growth to accelerate to 58% in the current quarter. The important caveat is that investment could run ahead of returns. However, Amazon chief executive Andy Jassy recently suggested that the AI investment cycle reflects a timing mismatch rather than a structural drag on economics. He added that data center capital can support revenue generation for more than 30 years. Such confidence in the potential for attractive long-term free cash flow and returns on invested capital should help support the AI investment cycle. Valuations have also become more appealing while earnings growth remains strong. In our view, the recent technology volatility has created increasingly attractive entry points for select companies. A broad basket of key semiconductor companies now trades at around 22 times forward earnings. That is below its average of 24 times since the launch of ChatGPT and well below the recent peak of 33 times. More importantly, earnings growth remains robust and expectations continue to increase. Market consensus now projects earnings growth of 92% for key semiconductor companies this year, followed by 40% growth in 2027. For Nasdaq 100 companies, the consensus forecast is for earnings growth of 38% this year and 26% next year. Against this backdrop of solid near-term fundamentals but persistent risks, we recommend that investors hold a selective and diversified allocation to technology stocks. We continue to favor the enabling layer of the AI value chain, including semiconductors and cloud computing. Investors should also consider building exposure to more defensive technology segments, such as payment networks, data center real estate investment trusts, and select smartphone makers. Turning now to another development that caught our attention, US Treasury yields fell across the curve on Tuesday amid a 4% decline in Brent crude oil prices. Iran and Oman said they had discussed an interim framework aimed at resuming shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. According to a joint statement, the initiative seeks to establish a temporary joint maritime corridor and a mine clearance project to restore safe navigation. Technical talks between the two sides will also continue, with the aim of agreeing on a permanent arrangement. Separately, the US Treasury's auction of $69 billion US dollars in two-year notes drew robust demand. The yield of 4.204% was below the market yield immediately before the outcome. Foreign investors purchased about 66% of the issue, above the six-month average of 57%. Our view is that long-dated Treasury yield should stabilize around current levels, as much of the adjustment in valuations has already occurred. So long as the Federal Reserve remains attentive to longer-dated inflation expectations, which remain anchored close to 2%, a material move higher in 30-year Treasury yields appears unlikely. We view the market volatility around Federal Reserve communication as not uncommon for new Fed chairs and as something that should iron out over time. This week's Jackson Hole Symposium will give Chair Kevin Warsh an opportunity to articulate his policy framework and potential reaction function more clearly. At the same time, we don't foresee a significant move lower in long-dated yields. There is little political appetite for sustained fiscal restraint, growth remains resilient, and AI investment is strong. We continue to favor short to medium maturity quality bonds amid attractive yields. Looking ahead to Thursday, the 27th of August, the focus will be on Germany's GfK consumer confidence reading for September and the Federal Reserve's Jackson Hole Symposium. And that's it for today. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office, and we look forward to bringing you the latest update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.